Welcome everybody to the A1 Content Services Podcast. This is John, and today I think we're going to talk about Black Friday. Depending on where you hear the podcast, this might be coming up at the last minute, but I still wanted to cover a few things that small local businesses can do for their customers on Black Friday. So I'm sitting here on Sunday, it's the 22nd of November, and it's pretty chilly. We might be actually getting towards the wintry side of winter, even though it's not technically winter yet. But the weather the last few weeks has been pretty warm. So it might seem a little strange that we're talking about holiday shopping, especially in the Midwest, when it doesn't really feel like the holidays are here just yet. So for those of us out there trying to figure out how to market to all of our customers on Black Friday, whether you have a website only or a brick and mortar website, let's jump into a few ideas that I think are pretty effective, even cost effective, if you're looking to save a couple bucks. A lot of people might think that customers aren't found on Facebook anymore, but in reality, the week leading up to Black Friday, everybody's on there talking about great deals, where they can find the deals, and they're sharing them with friends. So if you have a Facebook page with even several hundred followers, throwing up a deal throughout the entire week, maybe one per day, for customers to come in, and maybe you show them a coupon that is only valid for the one day. That's very simple to do. It's very simple to create an image. You can go to canva.com, create a real simple coupon, post it on your Facebook page to your followers, have them print it out or show it to you when they get to the store, and those people, at least you know that the ones coming in with the coupon were the ones that saw your deal. So it's a relatively great ROI, or a great way to check that your advertising is even working. And then each day you can do that. You can delete the post, create a new one the next day, and see what happens leading all the way up to Black Friday, which is, I think, is a great way to get people to come into your store if you have a storefront. If you have a storefront that has a lot of gifts, or maybe there's things that people buy quite a bit for, like decorating, or even a hardware store for that matter, and you don't have to put these products on special or anything, just grab four or five things that are grouped together and that would make a really great, like almost like a do-it-yourself gift basket for your customer, and say, hey, these things would be really great together for your father, for your brother, for your grandma, and show the customer sometimes how your products can be great gifts. A lot of times we just think customers come to our stores and they know what they want. In reality, the reason that the first thing you see when you walk into some stores, those first products that you see are there because the store believes that you may not even be aware that they sell them, or that you need it. And if you have a small website, it's really easy to throw a couple products together, grab a decently lit photograph, throw it up on the website, maybe create a page just for 2020 Black Friday gift ideas, and show them what you have available. It's a great way to showcase new products that maybe customers don't always come to your store to buy, and it's a great way to show them how your products can be used as gifts for the holidays. Another great way to market your business for Black Friday is to maybe give away a free gift with every purchase. This is something that doesn't have to be very big. It can be something very small, and maybe it's only a $5 value or a $30 value, depending on what type of products you sell. But I work with clients that a year they offer a free gift for a $30 or more purchase. So some of those types of things can happen on Black Friday as well. Just offer with any purchase. Doesn't matter what it is. So it could be real simple. And a lot of times I've seen companies go ahead and brand these products with their logos on them. So in reality, they're throwing their name out there. Say it's a multi-tool with their logo on it, or even a set of different flavored chapsticks that they can have their label on the packaging and stuff like that. I've seen that work really well, and it's marketing that lasts a long time. Customers are always using the product, they're seeing the logo, and they're thinking about that time they got it for free on Black Friday. You really can't go wrong with that, and honestly the cost is quite low for that. And I think it goes without saying that if you do have a website, offering free shipping for that entire week is without a doubt one of the best things you can do to entice shoppers to shop on your store and maybe buy some gifts for their family. Again, it's really easy to implement this through your Facebook page, on your website, and even in your newsletter. I'm going to talk about the newsletter in a little bit here, and that's just a great way to get the information out there and really tell the customers where your stance is on Black Friday and how you can help them in their gift buying adventures. If you primarily sell through a website, without a doubt, there is no reason why you shouldn't extend your Black Friday specials all the way through to Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is the Monday directly after Black Friday, and it's mostly for online purchasing. But there's no reason why, if you don't sell specifically on your website, that you couldn't extend it. So what I would do is I would take all my specials, I would put them out there for Black Friday, and then right around Black Friday, or maybe the next morning, I would send out an email newsletter to my followers or hit it up on Facebook and tell everybody that you've extended the specials all the way to Monday. It's a great way to get people to be like, oh crap, I forgot this week, but I can still go back on Monday to make some more purchases. And it's another great way to boost sales and all the great things that happen for retailers on Black Friday. So coming up right after the break, I'm going to talk about email marketing, how you can get your new products out there during the Black Friday rush, and another way that you can kind of use your website to leverage your customers for Black Friday specials. So hang in there. I'll be right back. Okay, and thank you for listening to the sponsor real quickly there. We are back, and I'm going to be talking about email marketing. If you don't have an email marketing list, you need to contact me right away and help you set one up. It's very simple. There's services out there like MailChimp and Constant Contact that allow a free service all the way up to a certain amount of subscribers, I think 1,000 or 2,000, which for some small local businesses, that's actually quite a bit. And getting an email list set up is very simple. You throw a little form up on your page. You can drive traffic there from Facebook or even pay for boosted traffic on Facebook to get people to sign up. You can offer a real simple thing like 10% off if you sign up and those types of things. So it's really easy to build a list. Now, if you have a list already, hitting up that list for Black Friday is probably the first thing you want to consider. Even though just about every single person that receives email on a daily basis thinks that emails do not work, there's a reason that companies send you those emails every day or every week or every month. Amazon is a perfect example of a company that probably doesn't need to use email marketing, but they still do, and they have a great system, of course, but it's because it works. And for every single $1 you can spend on an email marketing campaign, you're expected to bring in $40 more. So that's just a typical email stat. And if you look up email stats, go ahead and Google it right now. You're not going to find anything that points to the negative on sending out emails. As long as you're not a spammer and you're creating some kind of weird loop that customers have to go into, email marketing will work for you. It's just a matter of getting that list built, segmenting it if you can, and using it on a regular basis. So let's take a quick look at how we can use an email marketing campaign to reach our customers for Black Friday marketing. One of the first ways you can do this is by hitting up the previous customers. So like I said, if you have a website and you're online and you are building your list and you can tell whether or not there's customers that have purchased in the last 30 days or so, go ahead and make those a VIP customer, send out an email to them and give them a discount code for saying, hey, great, thanks for shopping at our store. Here's another discount code you can use on Black Friday. It's as simple as that. You make the people feel warm and fuzzy for being a loyal customer. You're giving them a discount that you can afford to give them that they can use on the busiest shopping weekend of the year. And they're most likely to come back and at least take a look. Even if they don't buy, you get people back to your website. That's actually the number one thing anyway. Let's say you don't have an online store, but you have a website and a brick and mortar store. That email list can work just the same. Like I mentioned previously, you can go to canva.com, you can create yourself a little Black Friday marketing 2020 campaign and make a bunch of little coupons, send us one coupon to your VIP customers for 10% off. You can send another customer group another different coupon for something else specific. So you can segment them just like if you had an online store. There's absolutely no reason why you can't do that. So go ahead and keep an eye on your email list. If you don't have one, start building one. And hit them up for 2021 Black Friday. Just keep all these things in mind. So what do we do with our potential customers, the brand new customers that haven't purchased yet? That's actually even easier. So if you have a welcome email set up and you're gaining more subscribers, especially during the Black Friday push, it's real simple to promote your brand new products. Just create an email for them, put together a list of new products for them to see, and give them a reason to either come to your store or come to your website and purchase. offering free shipping, as I mentioned earlier, for that week or over a specific dollar amount. Say if you have a free shipping over $100 on Black Friday, it's really effective to go ahead and offer it for $50 or more. You actually just cut that purchase price in half, and the people feel like they're still getting a discount. So there's just another way to kind of make them feel good about shopping at your store, getting the discount, shopping for Black Friday, getting the gifts they want, and all feeling warm and fuzzy all at the same time. So it's just another thing to consider for the potential customers that haven't purchased yet, but maybe are on your email list. Another thing that you can consider is holding off throughout the year and release a bunch of new products on Black Friday week. For this, I would consider something like starting the process the 1st of November and leading all the way up to Black Friday, just to kind of entice your customers that you have something new to sell or offer, and leading all the way up to these specials that you're going to have on Black Friday anyway. So go ahead and take several of your items, bunch them together, throw them on the website, or throw them on your Facebook page or in your email marketing lists as a group, and showcase how so-and-so company has brand new products for you for Black Friday shopping. It's actually one of the best ways to tease your email marketing, and if you don't feel like you have really good engagement through your email marketing, using a good subject line like "these brand new products for 2020 in the subject line is enough to get a few extra clicks that you weren't getting before. So also keep in mind that subject line is very important. You don't want it to be spammy, but you want to make sure that it stands out in the long list of emails that your customer is going to be getting on Black Friday week. Another great way to kind of entice your customers to keep your business in mind is to tease the Black Friday deals you have coming up. Leaking Black Friday deals is not something that's brand new, but companies are still doing it as if someone grabbed a flyer off the confidential paperwork pile and ran it down to the copy machine and just threw it around in the neighborhood. And in reality, they're not leaking anything. The company was going to release the information anyway, so they're just trying to get the customers to think about them. This is another great thing that you can do, brick and mortar or website only, small business. And it's not that hard, especially with a Facebook page and an email marketing campaign. You go ahead, you put a bunch of products together, get your specials together, go to canva.com, lay out your products on one of their templates for Facebook or email marketing. They have plenty for you to use, and it's all free. And you can go ahead and create your own little leaked 2020 Black Friday specials for your store and send it out to your email list and post it on your Facebook page. Make sure that people know that the deals are not live until Black Friday, or when they are live, so that they're not, you know, there's not creating confusion and you're not getting more questions out of it than sales. And I think that's a really great way to push new products, specials. The Black Friday marketing for 2020 is, and I think it works great for online only and for brick and mortar. So keep that in mind when you're putting together your Black Friday promotions. If you're big on promoting on social media and you have yourself an Instagram account for your store or your brand or your company or some, even a personal Instagram account, keep an eye on the hashtags. Go ahead and use the hashtags. Use the hashtags that are going to be popular for the Black Friday, like Black Friday 2020 or hashtag Black Friday or hashtag shop local. Those types of things are all very effective for people that are shopping. And of course, there's not a lot of shopping happening on Instagram, but if you can go ahead and put your link in the bio and at least get people to your website or your Facebook page, it's one other way that you can connect the spider web of marketing out there to get people to the location you need them to sell something. And just a real quick side note, if you're not really good at, you know, keeping up with your social media content, buffer.com is a really easy way to automate the system. You can go ahead and you can schedule out posts as far as you want, and that way, even if Black Friday is coming up and you want to focus on other things, you could still be sending out content to your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, and all those things can be happening behind the scenes while you're just waiting at the store or waiting online to see the orders come in. I will put a link in the show notes for you to check that out, or you can go to a1contentservices.com/partners to see which services I use most often for things like automating my social media content. One of the last things I wanted to talk about for marketing your Black Friday in 2020 is partnering with local Instagram influencers or other people that are willing to share your content to help out a little bit. Of course, this really is dependent on the size of your local market, but being able to take advantage of some people that have a lot of followers in your local area is a pretty good tactic these days, especially on Instagram. It's not very difficult to just send them an email or send them a direct message on Instagram and say, hey, you have a lot of followers in the local area. Are you willing to stop in at the store and maybe just do a real quick promotion? It's real simple, and you can probably just offer them 10% off their purchases at your store for a while, or even just the fact that you might add them on your Instagram and promote their Instagram for them. So you can work out a little deal, but it's just another really good way to get customers to your store, to see your brand, to see your marketing and those types of things for Black Friday. Anytime you can leverage local talent or anybody around to help you share your deals and stuff like that, it's going to be a bonus for both people. So I think that's where I'm going to end this episode of the podcast, just talking about your Black Friday marketing tactics for 2020, especially, even though we're coming up on it really quickly here. And if you want to continue the conversation, feel free. You can hit me up on Twitter at A1Content, and Facebook is the same thing. You can visit my website at A1ContentServices.com for more information about this episode and some other articles that I've written about marketing your small business to your local area. And hopefully we can continue this partnership. If you've gotten anything out of this podcast at all or some of my previous episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. I plan on putting more episodes out and hopefully just reaching small businesses that need some marketing help. If you found this podcast episode helpful, go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps my podcast grow. And hopefully I can help you out in any way. If you feel like you need to contact me, please go to the website and fill out the form. And I'll be glad to take a look at your marketing online and see what I can do to help you out. I did just add a small 24-hour free quote form to my website, and I'm also going to be offering consulting services to local businesses. So if you feel like you have it under control but just need a little bit of help, I have no problem sitting down with you for a little while or doing a Zoom call or even talking on Skype to just get some ideas going and to help your business grow. So again, thank you for listening, and I will check you guys out in the next episode. Ciao.